is on here, it looks like you were going to talk about, maybe our citizen dissuaded you, but about food trucks and beer and wine vendors,
well,
right?
I'm happy to talk about food. I think we discussed alcohol, and at least for the moment, we probably are not going to do anything to take alcohol to the council. I don't think there's a lot of necessarily tremendous support for having alcohol sold.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I can't speak for my fellow commissioners, but I'm not in favor of it at all.
So, that aside.
For both parks?
Both parks.
Because I know it's been talked about at Jolene's too.
We've allowed it as special events up there, but when we talked about it for the oceanfront one, the last time we talked about it, it seemed to be no, really. That was my input to everyone else, right?
Okay, so let's talk about food.
There you go.
If we can talk about food. I respect the opinion that our restaurants offer, they pay the taxes, they offer restrooms. Restrooms aren't public restrooms, etc. We have restrooms. But what I would tell you what I saw is people in various degrees of attire. So you have 200. I think if word gets out, there's going to be more than 200 folks there. Next, we'll see. But you have people in swimming suits off the beach. You have people in reasonable attire. You have 4 to 7 o'clock. You also have the condition whereby not everybody who's sitting there can potentially afford to go in and have sit-down meals. So the question could be, is there enough other offerings at the on the corner, at the Beach Burger? Are there other offerings? Should we ask if the restaurants would be willing to make, maybe sell boxes, you know, of food or something? I mean, we can approach this a variety of ways, but I think not addressing the potential need to have a few hundred people there, not all of them able to eat at our local restaurants, do we need something else? The view that we talked about as a committee is, if we want to do something else, potentially if there's one food truck or you don't want a mass of things down there. But if we do that, is there a potential way then that the town can benefit either by privilege license or by special bid or something to also help for the cost of the park? Whether, I don't know, whether it be $100 a Sunday or $150 a Sunday or whatever it potentially could be. But that was the intent. We wanted to make sure that people had whatever they needed there, as well as the ability to bring themselves. And that's what we were thinking about. I don't know if, did you want to add anything to that, Joan?
I was talking, I think his name's Mark Furrer, I believe. Mark Furrer.
Okay.
He's actually going to be playing in a couple of weeks. And I talked to him today, and he went to the boogie yesterday and said he thought it was fabulous. And I asked him if he thought there was anything that he would do differently or, you know, any suggestions. And he had one small suggestion. He thought we should do music when they took a break, have some music during the breaks. But that was minor. But then we started talking about the food trucks. And he thought it was perfect the way it was. He did say he thought if we did anything, he thought it would be nice to maybe have drinks, soft drinks and water, and maybe concessions where it just be snacks and things. But then he said, you know, he was a little concerned about the smell from food trucks wafting over into, you know, into the van area, into the, you know, our beautiful park area. But he suggested if we do want to do it, maybe, I don't know if this is possible, but next to Bud and Joe's in that parking lot, if they could, because that way it would be sort of tucked out of the way. People would have to kind of go around the corner and the smell wouldn't be, you know, wafting everywhere. And so anyway, that was, I mean, I personally think, just like Craig said, I think it's kind of, there's sort of a need for something additional, a food truck, maybe just one that serves a variety of things. And we don't want to take away from the restaurant.
Do y'all know how many people went over to the Beach Burgers during the concert?
Was it even open? I don't think it was.
I don't know.
I asked you, do you know Frankie there, Frankie or George there at the
I've met him before. I don't really know.
I would stop by there and
talk some about it.
Yes, I agree with your need issue. So I think you're right. What we need to do is communicate the options, right? So, I mean, if George knew that there were people playing from 4 to 7, he'd keep the burger hut open, right? And if we put a sign that said, here are your options, the pier, there's hot dogs at Bigley's or whoever bought it now, there's a beach burger, you can get to go at the Curie Beach Diner, you can get to go at Jack Mackle, you can get to go at Freddy's. I mean, I'm very supportive of, okay, people should know what the options are, but there's a lot of options for food down there. I kind of agree with our citizen that, look, work with the restaurants. They'd be glad to put up a sign saying, come here and get some food from us, right?
Well, Craig and I talked about that possibly,
right,
having if they would be interested in doing some sort of boxes, and we sort of discussed in our committee, and some people felt that maybe they had so much business that they wouldn't really be interested in doing that.
No.
But we haven't actually talked to them directly.
So, I mean, you know, my proposal to council is we send you guys to talk to the restaurants in town.
Okay.
They'll come up with a better solution than letting a competitor
come
in. Right?
I don't come to their next meeting like I did with Slap. Let
right.
them come to your next meeting and as a public hearing, you know, or the public section.
Right. Well, we can talk to each of those participating restaurants,
right,
get their opinion. Now that we've had one, and they must be aware,
right,
right, that something went on, and see if there's anything that they would be willing to do to support that activity.
And then on the other,
I can tell you what it is when we next, of course, that'll be four concerts from now. But.
Well, okay. If you tell them tomorrow, they'll probably have a plan for Sunday. And the other thing is that empty lot, they're not going to let you put a food truck on.
Okay. Okay.
I can already tell you.
Okay, I didn't know. I was going to talk about it.
Either one of those empty lots.
Committee could, commission this committee, or this committee could do a little pros and cons. Because you got, who's going to pick the vendor?
Right.
And all that. You got
trash.
More trash than buying from the local.
Well, I mean, again, I think we would want the local vendors to tell us they're not interested before I would be interested in doing anything.
Right.
And I can't believe they're going to do that.
What about the nonprofit water and sodas at the
who's going to
get a chance for some nonprofit?
Yeah.
We'd be helping. We don't give a lot of money to the nonprofit. We give an opportunity to make some money.
Put that tiki thing out there on the corner in the park.
Actually, you know what? I heard something interesting. Richard was talking to, what's his name? Who built it?
Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
And Alan said, Richard was joking and said, well, so you didn't call us to tell us we won. And he goes, well, actually, the fella who did win it didn't want it, and he's donated it back to Alan or whoever. So it is kind of up for grabs, I guess. So it might be a good spot to have it somewhere and be able to sell drinks out of it.
Well, y'all want to discuss having a nonprofit sell drinks down there, or we can ask the churches if they would be interested in selling.
The lifeguards might be interested in doing that.
Well,
as a fundraiser.
Those too.
So, I mean, I'm a fireman and very much for nonprofits, but I think there's many times we just, in this budget, are going to increase the garbage costs to the businesses, right? Significantly more than everyone else, 25%. You know, I'm glad the park is down there. It was a big bone of contention with the businesses. I don't know that we need to put competition down there for their business, right? Even drinks.
It wasn't that big bone of contention with some of the businesses. Just a few of the businesses.
Okay, tell me which one I'll go talk to tomorrow. I must have missed that.
Yeah, go talk to Mike.
It wasn't a big bone of contention with Mike? Wow. I really missed something there. I mean, the council, there's four other you guys, but I just think that, you know, this is one of those times, do we need to put competition down there to the businesses that we're requiring more from? I'm in favor for them paying their share. You know, your garbage costs more than everyone else's, that's why it's going up, but do you go ahead, okay, we're going to put competition for drink sales to you on Sunday afternoons, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they're interested in doing it, I think that would actually be a better answer.
Right. That's what I think too.
If they want to, that'd be great.
I'm not opposed to talking to them and saying, we have this opportunity.
Right.
How can you help us?
Exactly.
Help you?
Right.
And what can you do about this opportunity? We're going to bring 200 people here.
Right.
Some of them would normally be here on Sunday afternoon. How can you help us keep them happy and fed?
Yeah, and I think they will.
Unless people, you know, tell us to go jump in the lake, we ought to be able to come back and say this.
That's right.
By the next time we have a meeting, hopefully there'd be four or five solutions that they've already come up with in our community.
I just think that'd be a good way to go.
Maybe to get to it even sooner, we could do a consensus on stuff rather than waiting a month.
Well, I can tell you, you've got one of the business that wants to run with it,
Greg, you and I could go around and talk to them in the next couple of days,
Buddy Jones is not part of the
equation. No, I think the tiki bars are bigger out of it.
We're going to send the Seawatch ladies to talk to them. They'll be much more persuasive than I would ever be.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Beach protection.
I'm Andy Barnard, the co-chair of the Beach Protection Committee. And at our last meeting, we were talking about some of our future projects, and one of them was the beach suite. And in the discussions, the majority of the litter that you pick up is around the pier. Cigarette butts specifically. And so we were wondering if the council would be willing to put out a couple of barrels, one on each side of the pier, with a sign on it that, you know, talks about the littering fine and so forth for cigarette butts on the beach. So we're proposing that we do that. If you're willing.
Do we have a design or something?
David Nancy's, I guess Sad has picked out the 11 inch of the cigarette butt receptacles.
I've ordered 11 concrete ones, Sonny,
yeah,
and I have four.
Yeah, yeah.
For the boardwalk.
That's there.
Yeah,
that's
right there.
No, they're for the
so
boardwalk.
So this is on the beach, or?
We're thinking about on the beach.
Just one on each side?
One on each side of the pier.
Mm-hmm. And Nancy has a cost of these and everything, so
right.
I think that would be an easy.
Were those easy for Public Works to deal with?
They have. They're supposed to come in this week. Now they're like 290 pounds each. They're concrete. They're really heavy ones.
Wilmington just has a black pipe that's attached to their boardwalk in there, and
those will blow
off.
Right.
They're not. I mean, you hardly notice them unless you're smoking.
And Sonny's seen these.
Yes, Sonny and I picked. Picked them out.
Okay.
It was his choice because of the weight.
Right.
And large enough and enough that it's not a constant.
Right. Chase them around.
Between the boardwalk and the oceanfront park area.
But none of those are for down on the beach?
No.
You just want one at each beach access?
Yeah, one on each side, right? North and south of the pier.
I propose we refer this to Sonny and let him weigh in with it, because his guys are going to have to pick it up. So if beach protection can talk with the Public Works Director and see if they can find something that he feels fits in their plans.
Okay.
And they're not that expensive, right, Nancy?
These were about $325.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, I'll talk to him. Okay, I got it, sir. I got it. I'll get an answer to you by the end of the week. There you go.
Oh.
All right, Sonny, what do you think? And ask him.
What about the keep off the dune signs?
Sorry.
I set you up for that one.
Yep.
No, the we talked about that at the last meeting too, and I think Sonny bought a bunch of keep off the dune signs and he was going to put them up after renourishment, and we just haven't, I haven't seen them.
I sent an email out of your meeting and I didn't follow up on it.
Okay, but yeah, I'd appreciate a little follow up on that. So.
Yep, I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Shoreline Access and Parking Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it in your packet, the two sides?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Our committee met last month and, or this month, and we thought it would be a public safety hazard not to put signs up on the strand where the lifeguard stands are going to be, and also additional parking for the lifeguards only, as this sign would be really.
So which parking spot?
I'll get to that, but this is the sign that we're thinking about. It'll be 8 to 5, 7 days a week. But the problem is, you'll be noticing that the lifeguard stands are in, they're moving a little bit because of response time. You know, where his chairs were before, they move 20 feet, 30 feet, they could get to people faster because there's more calls in that area. And what it is what happens, like when the lifeguards get there, on some of these areas, they get there, they go on lunch, they come back, there's no parking facilities for it. They have to run around 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and it screws up all the other lifeguards their time. Excuse me?
That's part of being a lifeguard.
No, it isn't. It's a public safety issue. When our lifeguards can't get to the stand where they're supposed to be at the time, another lifeguard is covering them, which screws up the entire cycle of the lifeguards coming back and forth.
So how many parking
are you proposing
to talk about and where?
Okay. We're talking about 5 parking spaces in town that we're going to designate 8 to 5, 7 days a week for the lifeguards. One in parking lot N, parking by the guard shack.
Which is already designated.
And we're going to add one there because of the other lifeguards that have to park. Parking in J, parking in H, and parking in F. And that would consist of a post, a sign like this. And, you know, it wouldn't be in the most ideal place to park in those entrances. It would be to the farthest part or whatever. But the lifeguards would have a spot to park in. It's as simple as that.
Don't you have lifeguards all the way down to Cure Beach Village?
Yes, but some of those areas, they're the only areas that we are taking up parking spaces of. The other areas are on public, our lots. Like there's a pump house that we could put a sign there. And they could pull in off the road and park there, rather than, you know, worry about parking. There's a lot of areas where the kids can't park. So we're going to designate areas. Down by me, by the Air Force Base, there's another spot that they could, we're going to put up a sign and they could park there on a grip and then walk right across the street to the lifeguard stand.
You need to check about parking in front of the pump house.
Well, it's not in front of the pump house exactly. It's you know, it's that whole area.
Right.
You know, but we'll go over with sign.
Yeah.
But there's 9 locations that it'll be 9 parking areas. But we're only using up 5 for parking that are in parking spaces. And SLAC agreed to it. So, you know, it's up to you guys if you want to agree to it or not. But SLAC already said that it's all right with them, with our committee, to designate the 5 spots and give them up to the lifeguards.
So you're taking another one downtown and then N, J, and I, right?
Yeah, it would be F, H, J, by the guard shack, and N.
Yeah.
And the other ones are in public areas.
And that's in addition to the one that's already in front of the guard shack?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a dean. What's it for? It's already there. It already is annotated as lifeguard.
Yeah. What's it used for?
For the lifeguard.
It's where you have two.
Because there's other lifeguards that are farther down that we were figuring. But we didn't want to take up another space in that, on Atlantic Avenue, where they would have to pull.
I have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with
what's
that. Go ahead. but that's right downtown.
I don't know. I mean, I was golf cart. I know it was a long, 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 long time ago, but they've got four wheelers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, man, I want to be a lifeguard now.
They got, I mean,
and I like the lifeguards. I like compete with them, but
they can take some lunch in the bag.
That's what I do.
It's up to the five of you. It's whatever you want to go.
No, we understand. So did Ed come to you guys for this?
Yes, me and Ed, we walked the strand. Okay. We walked the entire strand, and that's, we thought that it would be good to have the number of the lifeguard tower on the runway and to designate parking for the lifeguards.
Well, now that's a different issue, right? So don't get upset because they're two different issues, right? So parking. And the only times this matters is on the key weekends.
Five spots is not going to make any difference in this town. To be perfectly honest. Five spots. They just put a planner out there. And we lost six or four parking spaces. And I can't get anything back on that. So it's sometimes it's just the way of living in Curie Beach. For our guys. That's how I look at it. And the cost, if you go with it, the cost of the signage is $480 if you want to make them.
Right.
The other thing is, whatever you decide is fine with me. The other thing is, if you want to upgrade the entire signs on the strand, it's going to cost you $1,080. That's taking all the old signs down, bringing them to the store, you've got to reface them, and then put them in. That all the signs on the strand is the same. That's what he told me to do. That's basically what it's going to look like.
Has he got time to do this?
Before the season? Probably not.
Okay.
Well, but I mean, you can pull the sign down. How long do you got to keep him on?
I
didn't say how fast he's going to run.
You can pull part of them down?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Big those and part of them
down. Well, it's, that might, whatever it that might affect the course of the sign. There's 24 signs that are along the strand. You got big signs, little signs.
Right.
We're going to probably redo the big signs all on the one side. All the little signs we're going to try to use for Atlantic Avenue. Mm-hmm. That way the town can make up the one board that will have the Tama, the number of the sign, the dog, and this one. And that will say prohibited, no glass, alcohol, littering, fires, grilled, bird feeding, on beach strand, KB Police Department. And this is according to Dennis. Mm-hmm. So, whatever you'd like to do, tell me.
Can I call you the bird
thing? No, in front of the park.
In front of the park?
Yeah. No.
Oh, that's all?
Oh, okay. Good. I make a motion that we do the signs on the lifeguard stands. Let's do that.
I'll second that.
That's the only motion you want to make?
So far.
Yeah, okay. All right. We have a motion and a second for the signs on the lifeguard stands. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Thank you.
And table the other until later.
Well, I'm going to take a look at it to change your mind. Did Dennis say it was okay to put the lifeguard stands or no parking in the parking lot?
I talked to him. He said, as long as if you agree to it, they could ticket the cars that could park there.
Right.
As long as the five of you agree, and that's what Andy said. If you agree to that sign.
Just a suggestion. Why don't we use pylons, during the peak season or peak days for the lifeguards?
Well, because people move. We tried to pile on stuff for the fire department. Yeah. People would just move it if they want to park at the beach.
Absolutely. And like I said, there's five locations that you're taking up spaces for. The other ones are on public, town land. It's just a situation. It's up to you five, whatever you want to do.
Well, they've got options that they can.
Well, so if we want to do the furthest away, split the middle. I wish Ed was here, or I should have saw this and asked him so I could help your case, but I'm not.
That's okay.
But, the one that I don't agree with for sure is the one down by the corner.
Yeah,
I just don't agree with that one at all. And then
By the lifeguard stand.
Yeah, exactly. By the lifeguard shack, right? It's always been a problem. No matter how many guards you have, there's never going to be enough parking there, and they just got to get there early enough to park, because what happens, they'll save it for their buddy that's running late, and that's what it'll always be, the late guy. And they just need to learn to get there on time, just like when I was a guard. And then the ones further away, I mean, for lunch with the four-wheelers on the weekends, which is when this is a problem, they can pick up guys. That's what they do now. That's what I don't understand. Why? I kind of like Ed to say.
How long do they have for lunch, Tony?
It depends. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, they're
45
This is what.
Yeah, they normally come down and eat down the restaurant.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, this is what I'm confused. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
They don't come back right away because they can't find a spot.
Right.
So we talked about it. We went up and down the Strand. And the island is tight with parking. It's,
oh, yeah.
There's no question. I mean, where we have lifeguard stands, there's...
Well, also, I mean, what they do now, instead of getting in their cars, they get the four-wheeler to pick them up.
Yeah.
And so if we make it easier, then they'll drive, but there's no parking down here. That's why I have an issue with it. It's like, look, you've already worked around and said you're not asking for a thing that helps anybody. And we just take away parking spaces with not any gain for the lifeguards, in my opinion.
Because they're already probably going to be a park there.
Right.
They're going to have space.
Yeah, they're just going to go down and park there at 9, and
so it's a lunch,
that's what they do now.
That's what we're worried about.
Yeah. And the four-wheelers pick them up.
Yeah, I agree.
Or the four-wheelers carry them out. I'm not in favor of any of them. I've talked myself out of it.
Can I? I'm confused. I thought you had voted on the lifeguard signs. Did you not vote on
the one for numbering the stands?
The tower
numbers.
Put it on the Strand.
So there were other signs?
There's two different signs that you put in our paper. One for
one
parking.
Nancy?
That's the one we voted for.
Okay. Tonight.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Tony. We'll put the signs on the stands.
There you go.
These are going to go on the
road.
Yeah, so people can tell us how to get to them. Yeah, that's right.
Well, no, I have to go with Dennis in 911.
Yeah.
When we finish the map.
And put it on the
We're going to put it on 911, so when they get a call, they're going to know exactly where it is.
Right, which is good.
Yeah. Well, it all takes time, my time.
Good. Now, what about redoing the Strand signs? That's the last thing he asked for us. So we said yes on one, no on two, and now we're going on three. Yep.
So was there a motion on the lifeguard designated parking? You just consensus you're not going to do?
Yeah, it's just we're not going
to do it. We didn't already talk about this before? The third
one? Yeah, the Strand signs.
Did we do that last time?
No, I talked about that we were going to look into it, and I had to bring all the paperwork to Dennis. So he went over the signage that was there now.
Right.
And, you know, there are certain things that we eliminated on all the old signs. One said vehicles on the beach and dogs on the beach. So we don't need that literature on the new signs. The new signs will look something like this. Very.
Jeez.
Not enough, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
But that's how it will look.
The sign on the whole beach is number 13?
Yeah.
Not just at the park?
No.
Well, I could put it.
Well, no, we don't have an ordinance for that, do we?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Because these are just the stands.
Yeah, we can't put a no bird feet
on the no bird
stands
in the park.
Well,
that one was in the park.
Right.
I put some temporary signs.
Yeah, by the park, I agree with you. Because people are going to
on the
beach. So you
just want to put the no bird feeding with the signs in the park?
I think that's the only place we can.
All along Atlantic Avenue?
Yeah.
Or not?
That's
where the problem is.
Just the park.
Just the park that all the way down Atlantic Avenue? You have to give me guidance of what I have to make the signs up.
I know we're frustrated to work with.
Yes, you are.
That's right, you can run it like a year and a half.
There's no question about it. I'll tell you exactly how frustrating it is.
You can run it a year and a half, but guys, and you can be up here,
you know,
being on the wrong side.
So that was consensus. No more don't feed the bird signs?
Except for the road signs from L to K.
Which are already up, right?
Which are already up.
Well, they're temporary.
They were temporary.
Right.
Yeah.
So those signs from L
to K on the street side.
K
2K, they'll be the ones that will also say bird feeding.
Right. And when someone feeds a bird, we can't enforce that, right?
No. That's right.
We're just going to have it on our sign.
Hopefully, that's why we put the...
We'll point at the sign, and then, well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Can we put no smoking up there, too?
I think you could. You just got to... Let's not do that right now.
I don't think you
could. You'd have to leave it down there.
We should encourage people.
Okay, so you got that? Everything is the same. No bird feeding from L to K. All the other ones will have...
what that says without bird feeding.
Right. L to K is the only one that should have.
I make a motion that we redo the strand signs from L to K with no bird feeding. The rest of them as Tony proposes.
There's really not money left in their budget to do that. Right, you said it was
$1,080.70.
You don't have the money in the budget, you do.
From the contingency fund.
Well,
paying for it from the contingency fund.
What's left in the committee? $12,000.
No, there's about $800.
$1,227.12.
No, there's about $800.
Yeah.
Right.
What happened to
that? That was appropriated as $20,000. Is Dennis, can he help you with this?
I didn't ask him, but I could ask him tomorrow.
I think that'd be a thing to do.
Well, yeah, you should tell him, like, a balance of $890, but the brochures, I think, cost a little bit more than $500. So it's about $800.
So we have a motion and a second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
To redo the strand
signs. Thank you, Tony.
Now that's so the $1,080 will be paid for. Now you didn't vote on half the signs for the town. They're not free.
How much for that?
See, the tower signs is $228 plus tax.
That's right. Well, that would be out of the committee money that there's 800 left because we approved them.
And where do you want the 1,000?
Out of the contingency fund.
No, we want the 1,000. Well, 80, you're going to have to do a random.
Ask the police chief
if he can't pull it out of his. And then ask Tony to use the contingency fund as a last resort.
There you go. Good job, Mr. Mayor.
All right, so we're going to go with 9 lifeguard tower signs.
Yes.
And then we're going to go with the 12, the 24 signs. And you don't care when they get done, right? Now we can take them off and get them done now.
Right.
That's what I think.
Right. I guess.
So, I mean, they're missing, so it'd be nice if we could turn
around. There are already two missing, because I took them and brought them up to the guy that gave us the price.
Yes.
Now, I have to direct Sonny's guys to go there and take them all off the strand.
Well, I mean, what does the guy want? How many does he want at a time? I'll ask him first, and then he'll take them all.
Okay.
Take them all?
No, don't take them all.
Oh. Yeah, work with Sonny by agreeing
on his Yeah.
I'll see what he says. He might want them all at one time in order to...
Sign it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was very...
Thank you.
Chuck,
you're up.
Oh, I was 17. At least you got full of grief. It was frustrating.
That's right. There you go. You
all volunteered me to be on the Cape Fear Disability Commission, and I haven't spoken about it since I've been to a couple of meetings. Happened to get an article in the newspaper on Saturday from David Morrison and from who is the chair of the Cape Fear Disability Commission.
I saw it.
Anybody else see it? I apologize. I was going to make copies, and I'm going to give it to Nancy and let her put this in your box.
You mean this one?
Yes. He is a writer. He is chair of the Cape Fear, and he was just reelected last week for 2 more years. He's a college student, and he's living with them. He's in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy. And he, we have about 30 people show up for that meeting. And of course, as he says, I certainly am like to improve the disability awareness in southeast of North Carolina because he has firsthand knowledge. And as a result, he writes every Saturday morning, he has a write up in the Star News as to what's going on as far as the commission or, in this case,
he did a wonderful article on Cherry Beach makes access key at Ocean Front Park. That was the article in the paper. And I think only one of you seen it. I'll go read it to you. And one thing in there for Tony is another sign. Officials from Cherry Beach have made accessibility to disabled citizens and visitors a priority. The town recently held a grand opening for Ocean Front Park, a vital addition for people with disabilities. 3 ramp access points that lead directly to the beach, 1 ramp which was pictured there, which is the one right in front of the park, and are well marked by the Ocean Front Park sign. 2 more ramps are available at either end of the boardwalk. However, signs would allow users to identify these areas more easily. So apparently, on each end, they don't know that they go all the way to the beach. Meanwhile, the access points are accompanied by the number of disability parking spaces and restrooms just across the street, making your time at the beach about having fun rather than waiting. While easy access to the water sounds great, you might be asking how mobile you can be once you reach the sand. For those who use mobility device, Cherry Beach has your needs in mind. The town houses 3, is it 4 now?
5.
It says 3 manual chairs that can be reserved for up to a week at a time. Pre-planning and method of transport from storage to the beach are strongly advised. To reserve the chair, you may call Cherry Beach Fire Department cell phone number. I would like to thank all those who have been proactive and made this project happen. Last year, I had the opportunity to attend ADA symposium in Orlando, Florida, where beach access was a key topic. Now I'm proud to say that we are making significant progress and hope other local beaches will soon follow this model. As always, thanks for reading. Well, that was pretty good.
With what you read, when I seen that article, I called up Dick Graham. He was away this week, and Dick Graham and myself are going to meet with this gentleman because there's some things on that list we'd like to tweak and expand. What, you know, we have other areas where they can use the emergency entrances that for vehicles, they can get on the beach that way also. So there's a lot of things that that article, you know, didn't say that we'd like just to tweak it. And also, even on our website, if you go to our website now, with what Dick Graham did, with that, you just have to go to the map, and you hit any of our strands, any of those numbers, it'll tell you if it's wheelchair accessible to the beach or just to a viewing platform. So, you know, these are the things that Dick and myself want to speak to the gentleman about. So he can
say, it'd be nice for you to come to the meeting with me to speak to all the groups. So there you have all the disability groups in the whole county. That word could get out to a lot of people. And I don't know where he'd write that up again for us, but the good thing is going to go with me and speak to him.
Well, we'll meet him. You know, Dick Graham and myself will meet him and then see what happens after that.
Okay.
But yeah, yes, it was a great article.
You're welcome to go with me next meeting.
Okay.
It's the second Wednesday. Every month. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, finance.
Yes. The first one, proposal for our discussion.
Change orders first.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to do.
Okay.
You want, go ahead, keep talking.
I don't think I had that in your, what I gave you, or did you add it?
It's that one, right? It's change order 11, it's the right one.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. If you
change order 11, I guess hopefully it'll be the last one, and it kind of nets out the last few things, and it's actually a credit to the town for $7,922.42. Going through this with John was in agreement, you know, with the items that are listed here. A couple of the things are, you know, things that were never put into the park, or we did in a different way, so that's where the credits came from, and then the new charge was put into the ceiling fence.
Good. So it's
kind of straightforward. This will bring down the amount that we still owe to Landmark to $23,000.
And then we're going to combine that with B, right, Nancy? So a motion will be. So B is, since John's not here, decision on liquidated damages and authorization to the finance officer to make final payment on receipt of final pay application and make it contingent on completion of the punch list items.
So I'd like to combine those two for a motion. Approve change order 11 as presented. Do not pursue liquidated damages and authorize the finance officer to pay the final application pending completion of the six closeout items.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Well, next week is the budget. It's balanced. Do you have any questions?
It is late, but not that late. Good job.
I'll just start out with some of the things, the basics, I guess, which is it is needs to be prepared in conformance with the North Carolina General Statute. So I can say that this complies with all the statutes. A balanced budget or an interim budget must be adopted before July 1st, 2013. Also, in accordance with the statutes, a public hearing must be held prior to adoption of the budget. Currently, that's scheduled for Wednesday, June 12th at 6:30 p.m. Once you accept the proposal this evening, it'll be then placed on the town website, and there'll also be copies available in town hall for the public to review. I will say that it's been based on the retreat that we had in January and also the work sessions we had during the month of April. And it really consists of three parts. You have the budget message, which shows kind of highlights and summarizes the budget, shows the significant differences from the current year. The second part is the draft budget ordinance that shows the budgeted revenues and expenditures by fund. And then the draft fee schedule, which lists the various fees that the town charges for services. I guess what I'll start with is the goals that council had set at the January retreat, and I'll just quickly run through those: maintain the current tax rate, support the fire department staffing request, maintain current service levels, provide for underground utilities in the downtown area, successfully implement the Oceanfront Park and Recreation Administration, develop a long-term plan for beach nourishment, review opportunities for dune infiltration systems, and to review video surveillance of town areas as the first step to define stakeholders and any policy issues. So these were all taken into account as we developed the 2014 budget. The list here is the actual seven funds that make up the budget, and there's a couple new funds that are on here that weren't in the current budget cycle. But it kind of ran from largest to smallest, and I won't read off every number, but you know, general fund by far is our largest fund, with just about $4 million. You know, then water and sewer, stormwater. One of the new funds is beach protection fund, which I'll talk about in just a little while. Powell bill fund. Another new fund is the federal asset forfeiture fund, which is some of the funds that the police departments receive for participating in federal agency investigations. And then finally, the sewer expansion reserve fund. So what I'll do is just give some highlights for each fund. And I'll start with the general fund. Again, trying to comply with the goals that the council had set in January, no change to the tax rate for the upcoming fiscal year. It'll remain at 26.15 cents per $100 of value. There is a proposed increase to the garbage collection fee. It's actually a 50% increase. The residential rate will increase by $2 per cart per month, so it'll go from $4 to $6. And commercial also will increase by 50%. That'll go from $17.50 up to $26.25 per cart per month. The general fund budget also includes the addition of four full-time employees, three in the fire department, ocean rescue, and one in administration and finance. It also includes capital expenditures totaling $342,000. And all these things I'll touch on in just a minute. This is just kind of give it a quick summary of the key things. A transfer of $96,000 to establish the beach protection fund. A contingency of $184,000. And I'd just like to say that overall, the budget for the general fund is about 6.7% higher than the 2013 amended budget. What I'll move on to is the general fund revenue. And this pie chart shows the main components of the revenue for the general fund, with the four largest components being property taxes, sales tax, garbage and recycling fees, and actually for this year, other financing, which is installment loans and grants. The four of those provide 83% of the general fund revenue. And I'll just comment on the property tax, that that's based on a tax base of $805,400,000, which we obtained from the New Hanover County Tax Department, that information. And that's an increase of about $8.9 million over last year. And then we apply a collection rate, which we, you know, based on historical data, of 98.5%.
So, Arlen, if you've been watching, is it the sales tax, do we know how that's going to get impacted, what everything's having in Raleigh?
Well, if,
I mean, I think it would actually be good.
Right, I guess that would be, if that happens, it's going to be for the next fiscal year.
Okay, so we're okay this year. Okay.
Right, but how it's actually going to impact, we haven't really seen, you know.
No, once you figure it out, that's what I thought. Okay,
because we're going to take certain things away. We lose, right, like the franchise tax on electricity.
Right.
So,
yeah.
In theory, it's all supposed to even out, but I really haven't seen any numbers.
Yeah, don't worry. Well. Okay, thank you.
The other thing I want to mention about the revenue for the general fund is, as I said, there's financing for two different things, one being $200,000 to do the underground utilities in the downtown area. The other thing is an appropriation of fund balance, and there's a couple reasons why we're going to do that for $70,000. One is money that we received from Progress Energy back in 2012. And that was to be used for parks at the our programs at the Oceanfront Park, which are now planned, that money's planned to be used in 2014. So it's kind of a carryover, so that's the $10,000 appropriation. Another $10,000 is from the fundraiser money, the Bluefish fundraiser money. Again, what's going to be left over at the end of this year, that'll be applied to programs for next year. And then finally, the town currently has a grant for remediation of the Dow Chemical intake structure for $50,000. Now, an estimate that we received, I guess a few years back at this point, was it would cost about $100,000 to not really remove it, but to, I guess, pound it down. So the town would have to put up $50,000. So right now we have in the budget an appropriation of fund balance of $50,000, which would be the town match for the $50,000 grant.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of stuff.
What's that?
We got to get rid of stuff.
This actually just shows for the budget for 2014 and what I've estimated for 2013 and then the actual for 2012. Just kind of shows the, how our revenue was usually split between the different categories. Mm-hmm. And you can really see that we don't have a lot of fluctuation except for the other financing is, you know, significantly higher for this fiscal year 14 because of the $200,000 I just talked about. And then also the federal asset forfeitures show zero for 2014 because the funds were moved. They were moved into a whole different fund, so they're not really part of the general fund anymore. Other than that, everything's fairly consistent from year to year. This shows the other side of the equation, which is how the money's going to be spent. Kind of by department, by function, with the top five being the police department, public works or streets and sanitation, actually, admin and finance, the fire department, and then debt service. Those five areas are about 79% of the general fund expense budget. And there I just kind of comment on some overriding things for expenses. One being, I mentioned the addition of four employees. Three of those in the fire department, ocean rescue, and there's really kind of a couple different factors that needs to be done. One is the shrinking base of volunteers. Got some older volunteers retiring, and it's been extremely difficult to attract and retain younger volunteers. The additional training and time commitments that are necessary for volunteers, it's hard for a lot of people to meet those commitments. And then also the need for 24/7 staffing, in particular for medical emergency calls, especially overnight. I guess it significantly reduces the response time for Curie Beach personnel would be about 4.5 minutes, where if New Hanover County would need to respond, the call could be anywhere between 10 and 22 minutes until someone will get here. So there's some of the reasons why the need to add the additional staff. And because one of the persons would spend half of their time with Ocean Rescue, we're allocating half a person to Ocean Rescue. So what that comes down to is the estimated full cost of these employees, and that includes, you know, the salary, the benefits, taxes, the whole works. For the fire department, it's going to add $98,275, and Ocean Rescue, it'll add $19,650. Then the person for admin and finance, that person really is to administer programs at the Oceanfront Park, then Joe Weeks Park, coordinate rentals of town facilities, perform marketing of town amenities, and then to also serve as a backup to existing town hall staff. And the full cost of adding that person estimated about $42,000. The budget also includes a average 3.5% merit increase for town personnel, and that's all based on performance appraisals. And I'll just say with that compensation also affects the water and sewer fund personnel, and also the stormwater personnel. Also, as part of the council budget, they decided to provide funding to some outside agencies, including the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce for the concert series of $8,000, $3,300 for the Curie Beach Christmas Show, $2,000 to the KDB Hines Senior Center, $1,000 to the Help Center of Federal Point, $1,000 to the Federal Point Historic Preservation Society, and $1,000 to the Island of Lights. And also mentioned the general fund debt service. That's approximately $226,500, and that includes payments on the existing loans that the town has, which is primarily Oceanfront Park, town hall renovations, and vehicles and equipment. I'd also mentioned capital outlay in the highlights. That was